Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? It's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Don't lose control, Teddy, because you're right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, right here in Tampa, Florida. Thank you, all of you that are out there driving. You are tuned in to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here on 106.1, and I have a great show today, and I'm going to try not to talk super, super fast. My name is Tracy, and we have a great show. Don't turn it. This is your community station. Everybody matters, and you matter, and we're going to inform you with a lot of good stuff today. We're going to talk about insurance. And I got a surprise guest here today.
Yeah.
Yay.
We got Kim's a guest here. In the house.
And we have a detective here. We have a master here. And we have a DJ here.
And an attorney here.
An attorney. Oh, that's what I said. So we've got a lot to talk about today. And that was Teddy Swims. Are y'all familiar with Teddy Swims? Mm-hmm. And do you know that he is going to be here right here in the Tampa Bay area pretty soon here? Mm. October 10th, he will be, I believe, at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe. Yeah. But I think it's a reschedule. Glenn, do you know anything about that? No? Well, have you ever heard of Teddy Swims? You did? Okay, that's good. So, and by the way, that's one of our entertainment hosts, Renee. It's one of her favorite singers, and today's her birthday, or actually the official date's tomorrow. So happy birthday to you, Renee. Maybe you should swing by and talk to Teddy, because he seems to be losing some control. So what are we here? We're the Shrink and Wrap Show. We have licensed therapists who are shrinks, and we have wraps who are our friends, and we use songs as lyrics to tie it all together. So listen to the lyrics when I play the songs. Listen to the lyrics, because lyrics can unlock so many things in your life. And again, you matter, and sometimes when you're alone, you listen to someone like Teddy Swims sing to you, and life gets better, right? So, I also, before we get started, I'd like to let everyone know that this show is based on suggestions and opinions. And I always like to suggest everyone to download the Shazam app. The Shazam app will let you know what song you're listening to. You just download the Shazam app. When a song's playing, you push that little button, and then you put it in the air, and it'll tell you which song's playing. I would like to thank my sponsor. I have a sponsor that sponsors my shows. Thank you so much. I would like to say, Terry, would you like to say happy birthday to our lovely mom?
Oh, hi there. Yes, my sister and I would like to wish our sweet mom, Sharon, a happy, happy 77th birthday. Grateful to have her in our lives. And yes. Love you, Mom, and thanks. Looking forward to many more years.
Yes, and Terry is my little sister, and she came all the way in from Texas to celebrate my mother. And we know that we had so much laughter, did we not?
Definitely.
When I'm with you, I cry laughing, like, every single time, like, bent over, pull over, cry laughing with this woman. So anyway,
for sure.
I'm glad you get to meet everybody.
This is incredible. Thank you for having me.
So thank you. So we're going to learn more about that. Everything. We got a lot of good topics coming up. So now I also want to recommend everybody that, you know, New Year's Eve is 3 months away, a couple months away. But why do you have to wait for New Year's to be a better you? I want to recommend everybody to go to hsn.com, hsn.com, for all your beauty needs, from fashion to hair to vitamins. Recently, there's a guy named Andrew Lessman. He was on the other day. Have you ever heard of him? Yeah. Andrew Lessman? Well, you have to listen to him. He is the king of vitamins, and he sells stuff on HSN. And what he does is, he was just talking about saffron. Have y'all ever heard about saffron? The the benefits?
No.
I had never heard of the benefits.
Seasoning.
It's delicious. Well,
expensive seasoning.
Well, I got to tell you though, when you hear what all it does, he was on there the other day on HSN. You just watch, just listening to him, he is like the vitamin king, and he's been there forever. But he was saying how saffron promotes positive emotional balance, mood, and outlook, along with overall sleep support. So check out his item 081257, because I was ordering there one for everyone in their stocking for the holidays.
Yes.
But check out hsn.com, because even when it comes down to vitamins. I also want to give a shout out to Tampa Bees. This is a where they sell honey. Do you all know the benefits of honey?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of great benefits, and if you want real honey, check out Tampa Bees. It's Tampa Bees. Bees.com. She is a full-time beekeeper in the Tampa Bay area. She sells bees and honey. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the honey. It's actually in jugs. So you can do all kinds of stuff with honey. I think they're learning a lot of new stuff. So check her out. I'm going to have her on the show one day. So again, this is a positive. We want to lift you up. And Joy James Label, thank you so much, Sherry, for that, and everybody for supporting our show. After that, let's take a listen, Glenn, to our Loosen Up song, and I'm going to introduce our guest.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, when I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man.
I wonder if he would walk 500 miles to help me fill out insurance information. Well, you think he would still be walking?
No.
All right, little music trivia really quick. Who knows who sings that song?
No clue.
Do, 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 do. Nope. Okay, if you're out there listening, I bet you know it's the Proclaimers. And I play the song because, Terry, when you were younger, I remember that you used to always listen to the song. Do you remember?
I did. Name of the band completely slipped my mind.
Yeah, and the song, what it's about, and it's going to be what I love about it, which I didn't know until I did research today, always listen to the lyrics of songs because, like I said, that song reminds me of my little sister. So I played it today, and I have some other great songs, but I don't want us crying and all that on the show. I can't do that. It's not all about us today. But anyway, Charlie Reed says the song I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles is a devotional thing about how far you'd walk for a woman's love. How far? Hey, gentlemen in the house, how far would you walk for a woman's love?
Come on, Chris.
Answer that right or you're gonna be Ubering home. Yeah.
As far as it takes.
As far as
there
it takes.
So, good answer.
Good answer. All right, quick trivia. Does anyone know what movie that's from?
Oh.
Oh, you guys are...
Shrek.
Huh? Shrek? I would go with Shrek. He walked a lot. I would say that. But it's called Benny and June.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie?
That's an older movie.
Is it good?
Fantastic movie.
Well, I mean, because I love the song so much that I want to watch the movie. Mm-hmm. Because it's about love. You know how I am about, like, love. I love love. All right, one more question, then we're going to get to real business here.
Another quiz?
Huh? This is a, this is another trivia that you guys are trivia. Right now. Everyone's got a negative F.
Oh, okay.
All right. So negative. Let's see if you get Glenn. You're in this trivia too, our DJ Glenn. So how many miles a day is it? It just takes how much for 500 miles? Would you say how much time? Does anyone want to cheat?
By car, by foot,
you,
by foot.
Walking.
Yeah.
500 miles.
It takes. Yeah.
Okay. You want to know how long? It would take to walk 500 miles. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I think so. This is a word problem. This is why I failed word problems in math.
Walking 500 miles. Okay, I'll say 2 weeks.
All right, just to say, huh?
I'll say 2 weeks.
I said a month.
Okay, I think 6 months. It says how many miles a day is it? It takes under an hour a day. Well, it depends. See, it all calculates. Just 2.7 miles a day to walk 500 miles in 6 months. So, Chris, you're going to have to pack a lot of food there. 6 months to walk for love. All right. So let's get down to business. Today, I would like to, first of all, introduce my sister, who I love. You are in town. You having a good time?
I am.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's good. Well, we're going to talk a little bit. I was going to say this at the end, but what's ironic, Detective Jay arranged our meeting today, and you brought in, Kim, our...
I can.
Yes, introduce her, and then I'm going to tell you the connection.
I would like to introduce Kimberly Santee Esteban, extraordinary attorney at law, okay, and been my very good friend for many years. And Kim is a graduate of the University of Florida. She has an undergrad of finance.
Yeah, because you know only Gators can come in here.
Yeah, only Gators. Only Gators. She's a Gator.
Just kidding.
She's a mom, too. She has two beautiful children that are grown now, and one's getting married, and so sweet. Oh, I can't wait for that wedding.
Congratulations.
And Kim is just a great attorney in the sense that she really embraces a case.
Okay.
She is so... That's what I know.
That's
there you go.
No, that's awesome. I was cutting you. I was saying okay to Glenn.
I'm all good now.
Thank you so much. And she's going to be here today talking about hurricane insurance.
Right. Yes.
And that's the topic for today.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So briefly, we mentioned hurricane insurance, but technically, hurricane coverage comes under your homeowner's insurance policy. You can't go out and buy hurricane insurance. It's considered part of your homeowner's policy. That being said, did you want to ask me another question? Or you want
yes.
Me to keep
well,
going?
Yeah. I'm going to lead the because of what we have is you know, and I'm glad I wanted everybody to understand who you are and your expertise of it, and I wanted Janice brought you on, so I wanted it to come from her, and I thank you so much for being here. So hurricanes are so stressful, as you know, and my little sister here worked in that industry, so you know a little bit of it on the other side of it, right? As an adjuster, or can you?
I know more from the engineering aspect of it, kind of after the fact to go and assess the damage that's occurred and provide an unbiased opinion of what, you know, if the structure is structurally sound or not, or the water damage, wind or water, and I'm sure Kim knows all about that, can elaborate. It's really important, though, to pay attention to your insurance coverage, for sure.
Exceedingly.
Right, yes. So today we're going to talk about that, but before we get into that part of it, the hurricanes are so stressful. People are moving out of the state because I actually have a friend that left her husband. She goes, I'll see you in October. I'm not staying here. No, we had a party. She said, I'll see you in October, and then we're going to have a welcoming party. But, and then, you know, it's so stressful, and you never know they could take a turn. Andrew took a turn, you know, down in South Florida. It was supposed to go up to North Carolina. It took a left.
That
so
completely wiped Chris's family out in Homestead. His mom and dad, their whole house was leveled.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, but it was not even supposed to hit Florida, so it's terrifying. Exactly. It's so stressful. But I do know two things: that always have cash. I always make my coffee. I don't know about y'all, but coffee is made in a thermos. That's it. I don't care what else happens. Okay. So I got some other stories, but I don't want to take all the time today. So, but
caffeine, right?
That's right. And the pets. Horses. Y'all have horses.
Yes.
That's the most stressful thing. And what we just saw in South Florida recently, or, you know, a little, you know, further south here, is that people stay because they don't have anywhere to take their pets. And I think through this last storm, we learned about storm surge. I never really understood the effects of storm surge and the tide and how that makes in timing of everything. So today we're here, and then I'm going to, you want to stay here because we're going to talk about a little bit more about my sister too, but we're going to get Rowene. She's a licensed therapist number 4, and this is our shrink. And Rowene, how are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you? Because I'm not anticipating a hurricane today. I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. That's right. I don't know. When I came in, I saw a big thing on the TV, and I don't even have time for it today. But, you know, the hurricane, there's so much technology now. I almost wonder if we have too much information. But the stress, can you take about 5 to 7 minutes and tell us what your advice is for the anxiety that is driven from these hurricanes and all the news watching for this season? What's your advice to people?
First of all, uncertainty is the worst thing that can happen to our psyche, to our amygdala.
Mm-hmm.
Our amygdala is all about survival and what we have to do to survive and being in a survival place. And uncertainty is an anathema to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know which way to turn or where to go or how to do it. So having a plan in place, whether it's making sure you, again, definitely making sure you know where all your paperwork is associated with your homeowner's insurance, with your home, with your pets, pre-planning. That is the most helpful thing we can do when anticipating a natural disaster like a hurricane.
Right.
So know what you're going to do with your pets. Mm-hmm. Know the route you're going to plan on taking.
Mm-hmm.
Know what it takes, you know, if you need sandbags, if you need to close off your windows, all of those things. And like you with your coffee, pre-planning, you know what you need.
Oh, it's two cups.
You need coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's got to be two cups.
Yeah. No, two cups. And a jar of peanut butter. That's all I want. Water. Water, peanut butter, and coffee. I'm happy. I don't even care about anything else.
But you know that's what you need. So for each person to know what they need and plan for their pets, themselves, their medications, all of those things, to be ready to leave if that becomes necessary. Because storm surge, again, is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And being prepared for that and not getting stuck.
Yeah. And if you're staying, you really are putting people at risk. But we're going to get into, you know, about, you know, the financial side of it, or I guess things to do and how to pick insurance and insurances and all that. But I definitely think you can even book hotels. Some people book hotels, but you never know if the hurricane might go towards Orlando. You can go, oh, I'm going to go to Orlando. And then you're out of money and in a hurricane. You just never know. So,
A few years ago when we had the hurricane that was supposed to hit here, and I spent 16 hours in traffic going up to Atlanta, and it actually came through Atlanta.
Yeah, there you go.
It was not helpful.
There you go. Well, what's your final statement for everybody that's listening out there? Because some people are new to Florida, and even I'm a native from here, and I still would like good advice for my anxiety levels, other than I know my coffee and all that.
Practice your controlled breathing. I know we've talked before about square breathing as a way to let our amygdala. Controlled breathing is the one thing that lets our amygdala know that we are safe. We are not as scared as we might be if we can control our breathing. So practice the square breathing, practice 714 breathing, any kind of breathing that deepens to your bottom lobes of your lungs also soothes your anxiety.
And being prepared. I think when you're prepared and you're controlling, when you're controlling as much as you can, and including getting gas in your car early.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that, you know, instead of waiting, because there's nothing worse than waiting in a gas line and there's 30 people. And then I actually sadly saw a lady pushing her car to the tank, and I thought, oh my gosh, I hope she is, when it's on its way. So anyway, thank you so much, Rowene. Any last minute thoughts before I switch over here?
I think that's it. Just be prepared, have your evacuation plan in place, and practice your breathing.
Practice your breathing, be prepared. And so everybody breathe in, breathe out. and Glenn actually has a tune for that works really well, but we don't have time for it today, but maybe a little later today. So thank you so much. Again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here in Clearwater, Florida on 106.1. Don't change that dial. This is your community station. The people that we have here, they live here in our community, and they're all referrals. So don't change that dial. So let's get now down to business. And now we're going to talk a little bit about insurance.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Kim, again, you're a Florida native. You're a career attorney. You went to UF. And tell us a little bit more. The first question is, how do you find a reliable insurance carrier?
That's an excellent question. So I think a good place to start if you're new to the Tampa Bay area or just frustrated with your carrier, you know, and I'm not using Google as the sole source, but, you know, it's kind of common lingo that's thrown around, you know, do a Google search. Insurance, homeowners insurance in Florida. You're going to come up with a list.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your starting point. Now you've got a list. Then what you want to do is you want to go to the Department of Financial Services. And they have a website, and they also have a phone number. And their website is myfloridafo.com. Their phone number is 1-800-342-2762. And they are going to have a wealth of information in terms of insurance information, hurricane information, and that type of thing. Let's see, what else?
I like to repeat that, and just to let you know, if you can't find a pen, for all my Shrink and Wrap listeners, all 23 of you, you just go to My Florida, is that F-O?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, F-O.com. So My Florida, F-O.com, and the number is 1-800-342-3762. So, now, what about, Terry, do you have anything to say?
No, I think that's an excellent resource, just to piggyback on that. The Florida market of insurance carriers is so saturated and ever-changing. It's more prevalent here in Florida than it is across the nation. So for you see these different takeout companies, that carriers that start in Florida and then try to grow outside, that website and that phone number is going to be your go-to number one resource.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Can I just switch back really quick? Because you know my ADD a little bit. But
little.
Can you just tell everybody, because you have seen you and your husband, Billy. Hi, Billy. You have seen, he's seen disasters. What do you recommend for people if you know a hurricane's coming?
If you don't take the opportunity to evacuate when you are given that opportunity and you find yourself stuck or you decide to stay for whatever your reasons are, I would say make sure you check around your property and check for downed power lines, any electrical fire. I got to see up in Hurricane Michael in the Panhandle. It was extremely devastating. The wires are down, and just tires, have stuff for your tires, like what is this stuff in a can? You just
fix it flat.
That's
stuff
a good
like
thought.
That.
Yeah.
Those are things that we had to see when I flew. Drove actually up to the Panhandle that I didn't think of,
right.
You know, like proper tennis shoes and just stuff for your vehicle to navigate when you are able to leave.
Right.
That's good. And also always have your documentations in a box. You've mentioned that to even in the family.
Your policies, again, when I saw that, I never seen the direct aftermath of a hurricane, and luckily I've never had to experience that through living here, born and raised in Florida. Having those policies, your carriers, they have like what's called like a tent village when these catastrophes happen, and they will all huddle up, all various carriers all across the state and the nation, and for all those policyholders. So having that information readily available when you go there to that tent village of carriers, and it'll just help expedite you getting along and helping them get the resources that you need quickly.
And you had mentioned too, taking pictures, maybe having those files. Would
absolutely.
You say that?
100%. Any documentation you can have before and after, will definitely expedite your claim process.
Yeah, so definitely take pictures now when you're bored and you can't sleep, and videos, so you just have it in that file. So, okay, back to you, Kim. So what about the hurricane deductible? Thank you, Terry.
So a lot of folks think that their deductible for their homeowner's policy is the same for hurricane, when a hurricane event occurs, and that is inaccurate. Your hurricane deductible is typically thousands of dollars more than your traditional deductible. Let's just say your traditional deductible is $2,500. Mm-hmm. You know, your hurricane deductible could be upwards of $10,000 plus. Mm-hmm. And it's based on a formula. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's 25% or a percentage of the value of the amount covered under the policy. Mm-hmm. So it's critical when you're talking with various providers that you find out what the hurricane deductible is, how it's calculated, and how that plays out for you individually so that you can plan accordingly. Let's just use for purposes of discussion, okay, my deductible is $12,000. Okay, well, you know you need to set aside $12,000 so that if there's a hurricane event and you have to make a claim, okay, I have got the resources to meet my deductible. Because contractually, you're required to meet your deductible before insurance pays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any comments after?
No, that's just running. Yeah.
That's really good information. Thank you so much for that. And then what about like flood insurance? Like what?
Yeah. Flood insurance. So that critical. Typically, and it's in typically in the what they call the declarations page, big bold letters, you know. This policy does not cover flood insurance. Mm-hmm. So it is a good idea whether you're in a flood zone or not to consider flood insurance. Mm-hmm. And flood insurance, FEMA, is sort of the overarching, mm-hmm. what's the word, regulator, for lack of a better word, of flood insurance. So what happens is you contact FEMA and they're going to have a list of various agents. And then you're going to go through the various agents. Just like you would shop for your homeowner's insurance policy, you're going to shop flood insurance. Mm-hmm. And depending upon where you live, you know, the value of your property, whether you're in a flood zone or not, is going to dictate the amount of the premium, the amount of coverage, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of folks think, if I live inland, I don't need to worry about flood. Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been seeing that on the news.
Oh, yes.
I'm not, and I feel terrible, but in that situation, you're like, I don't need flood insurance, but I think I feel terrible for those people. They have car insurance, hopefully, right? But I don't even know if it, you know.
Right, and a lot of times your car will flood.
I mean, yeah, that's just
it's difficult to navigate the insurance world, especially if you've just moved to the state and this is you're new to the hurricane seasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, just living here my whole life, I still find it difficult to navigate as well. Yes.
And I don't know, there was a neighborhood here that they're not in a flood zone and they got flooded. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, and then with the economy the way it is, unfortunately, you got to pick and choose what you're going to put your money into. I hate to say that, but you got it, you know, it's like, am I rolling the dice? Where do I prioritize? It's really kind of tough. So it goes really quick. So I want to go to, how does the claims process work?
Okay, so let's assume you have a hurricane event, since mm-hmm. we're talking about hurricanes today. The first thing you want to do is document. And we talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Photos, videos, you know, and don't limit it to just the outside. You know, you want to go everywhere you can go that you think there's damage. Mm-hmm. Inside the house, outside the house, on the roof, in the attic. Obviously, you don't want to put yourself in danger, mm-hmm. But you want to go through your home with a fine-tooth comb mm-hmm. and let the carrier and or the adjuster come through and say, no, that's not covered, but you have covered it, and make duplicates,
right.
You know, not just for yourself, maybe give a duplicate to the adjuster, give
you
a duplicate to
that.
A trusted
yes.
friend,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody who is not necessarily in a hurricane area. Maybe you can put it on a thumb drive or a Dropbox and shoot it over to them so they have it in case the electric goes down or what have you. So you make the initial claim. So then first you're going to document, you know, right on that dovetail is going to be contacting your adjuster,
right.
and making the claim,
right.
and getting them out there to do their assessment.
Yep.
All right. And so once they do their assessment, let's assume you've had some fairly significant damage. It's a hurricane. All right, so now you're going to have work done to your home.
Mm-hmm.
So another critical factor is contractors,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have general contractors, and then you're going to have the various what we call trades,
mm-hmm.
plumbing, electrical, AC, pool, solar, the list goes on. And there's also a website for checking to make sure your contractor is properly licensed. Mm. Because in the state of Florida, if you fall within one of those trades, you are required to be licensed. Mm-hmm. And don't just rely on the contractor to say, oh yeah, I'm licensed. Oh, here's a copy of my license. No, go online, go to I got it written down here. Give me a second.
I'll take your time. Do you concur with that? Terry, you have good information, right?
Yeah.
Really good. We can get that information back, but I think what you're saying as you're looking to all our listeners out there, again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show on Tan Talk Radio right here.
It's the Department of Professional Regulation, and they have a specific tab, essentially check their license, and you can search by name, you can search by company. There's various ways to search, and if that individual's name doesn't pop up, they're not properly licensed.
But can you tell me, like, do you just Google in the department?
Yes, you can Google, you know, Florida Department of Professional Regulation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I hope all of y'all got that down. Again, you can use your notes on your phone and just voice it in or type it in case you don't know your phone does that, but it does.
Go back to the podcast and YouTube.
You can always revisit here, too. Thank you. I didn't even know that. So I thank you so much for that. And where can people get in touch with you? Well, before, I have one more question.
Sure.
But where can they get in touch with you?
So my telephone number is 813-926-8862. Mm-hmm. And my email is kim@... B as in boy, W as in wallet, P as in Paul, A as in apple, law.com.
Yeah, and I thank you so much. And I have one more question. So if someone's has gone through hurricane damage, do they have to disclose that to if they decide to sell their home?
Very good question. So in Florida, we have case law. It's called Johnson versus Davis. And it puts the onus on the seller to disclose known defects, and here's sort of the magical words, and I'm paraphrasing, defects that materially affect the value of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to find out on the flip side of that. You know, you've sold the home, you've moved on, you've bought another home. A few years later, you get a lawsuit from the buyer saying you failed to disclose.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is disclose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that way you avoid any potential liability down the line because you're like, here it is.
Right.
I've told you everything, and maybe it wasn't even necessary, but I've gone above and beyond because I want to be on the upside of things, if you will, and have full and complete disclosure.
Right.
Because you don't want to get into a situation where now you're having to defend yourself, and why didn't you disclose that?
Right.
So you just save yourself this trouble and disclose.
100%.
Some folks have a tendency not to want to disclose. Oh, it'll devalue my property. It was so long ago. No. Just disclose.
Okay.
Yep.
And if anything I can tell you that's a takeaway, disclose.
Okay.
And let them figure it out for themselves, because they're going to hire an inspector or a home improvement guy, and it's going to be on your list of disclosures, and you've put it out there, and they can investigate it, and, you know, if it's a walk away, it's a walk away, and in the long run, you saved yourself the headache of possible litigation, because as you well know, we are a litigious society.
Right. Well, and Janice, do you have one or two questions? We have 2 minutes for two questions of fraud, really quick.
Yeah,
thank you for that. Thank you so much. And I don't want to close it up, but she has a couple questions.
Just real quick for
two
you,
minutes.
Kim. Just real quick on the fraud side. If you suspect fraud, who do you report that to?
No.
I would report it again to the division of
Florida Department of Professional Regulation.
No, the initial one, Department of Financial Services.
And what about the state of the Attorney General's office?
The Attorney General's office is generally looking at price gouging, but it is a crime in Florida to do contracting work and not be licensed. And so the other option is to go, you know, start with the Department of Financial Services. Mm-hmm. Then go to your local law enforcement agency. You know, be it the sheriff's office, the police department, you know, whatever your local law enforcement agency is, get them involved. The Better Business Bureau, you know, if they're part of the Better Business Bureau, notify the Better Business Bureau. They certainly want to know that their, quote, members are above board, and if they're not, they're going to do their own investigation.
I think that's a lot of information right there.
Yes.
And the only last thing I want to say, and when Terry's talking about, hey, you know, the aftermath real quick. Were you done?
I'm done.
Okay, sorry.
I need to get everybody flags. Green flags, red flags.
Law enforcement will not respond at a certain point.
Yep.
So you must be prepared, and once you're prepared, law enforcement's done. Mm-hmm. When it gets to that, you know, it's unsafe on the street, we can't come and get you, and neither can firefighters.
Yeah. So, and it's really sad when that happens.
Right. But a lot of times people don't know, so I'm making sure I'm putting that out there, that they're going to be in the district, they're not going to be out on the streets, it's just too unsafe. You know, myself and my husband, we work through many weather events. Yeah. And I can tell you, when it gets flood, it gets high, we're done.
Yeah.
We're in.
Well, you see what happened the other day.
And just to elaborate on that, rarely I wouldn't think about, you just want to ride the storm out, the people that decide to stay. You don't think about the aftermath when you don't have electricity and you can't get in or out.
Yeah, and the dangers after that, they say there's a lot more, you know, so.
It's more than just waiting for it to blow over, for sure.
Just follow the rules and make your life easy, but that's what we're here for here. We want to lift you up, and we're your connection, your community connection. Kim, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Tell everybody one more time, all our listeners, where they can find you. One more time, all your information. If you have any more questions.
My name is Kim Santi Esteban. I'm an attorney in Tampa, Florida. My phone number is 813-926-8862. My email is kim@bwpalaw.com.
And thank you, because she drove all the way out to Clearwater, and Detective Jay, thank you, and thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. All the way out here to enlighten you guys for all of this information.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Well, let's take a break real quick. Detective Jay, are you good with any more questions? Are you okay?
No, I think Kim and Terry covered it. I was very interested to hear what they had to say. That's excellent.
Okay, that's amazing.
Likewise.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so let's take a listen to One Republic. Are we going to sink or swim after all that? That's your choice.
Are we gonna sink or swim? Tide's getting high and we might go under. Thinking we should jump right in, cause if we don't now, then we'll always wonder. Feeling like a drop in the ocean. These days I've been swimming through a mix of emotions. But hey, even if the sun burns out, stars fall down, I'ma be there.
So thank you, One Republic. I think after that, are y'all going to sink or are you going to swim?
Swim.
I'm going to swim, too. I'm going to swim. Mm-hmm. Right? We're good.
Yes, we're going to swim.
So that is a brand new song by One Republic. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a neat song. I love the tune to it. So thank you for that, Glenn. So now we're going to switch over. We've got about 4 minutes, Master Chris. And we definitely thank you for being here today. We have Chris, and they're part of our family here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. And what I like to do is, first of all, we would like to hear a little bit. We want to talk a little bit about 9/11. So we have about, I hate to say this, but like maybe three minutes of 9/11. And our heart goes out to everybody. You should wear red, white, and blue. And, you know, that's a day we'll never forget. never forget, and we definitely want to thank all the firemen, all the policemen, and all the citizens for that day. We all came together. And what's your, what you wanted to talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so what I got yesterday, obviously, was a tragic day. 23 years ago. Mm-hmm. Can you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember every second of it.
This came out. On this day, 23 years ago, 246 people went to sleep mm-hmm. in preparation for the morning flights.
Mm-hmm.
2,606 people went to sleep in preparation for work in the morning. 343 firefighters went to sleep in preparation for their morning shift. 6 police officers went to sleep in preparation for the morning patrol. 8 paramedics, 1 FBI agent, and 1 retired agent had just begun working as a head of security for the building. None of them saw it past 10 a.m. September 11, 2001. In one single moment, life may never be the same as we live and enjoy the breaths you take every day. Today and tonight, before you go to sleep, in preparation for your life tomorrow, kiss your the loved ones, hold them tighter than you ever have, and never take 1 second of your life for granted.
Very nice.
I thought that was right on the spot.
I did. That's lovely, and thank you so much for that, because it's, to me, it's those moments that make me appreciate this moment now.
Absolutely.
And it's those moments that I like. United we stand.
Yes.
Divided yes. we fall. I hate, you know,
yep.
to me. And
absolutely.
But when you think about those days, you know, and sometimes, you know, things happen for a reason. There were some people that were going, they were going to be late to work,
oh, yeah.
and then they ended up, you know, sometimes late is great.
Great.
So, yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you. So anyway, for all of you out there, again, what do we do to honor 9/11? Well, wear red, white, and blue. Definitely honor the lives of those lost and remember the strength and courage of our first responders who ran towards danger and not from it. So, and by the way, I don't know, according to 2021, there are 24 lives that went missing that they never found.
Wow.
From what I understand, I haven't seen, like, there's 24 people that they've never recovered or have any evidence of. So anyway, wear your red, white, and blue. Appreciate your day. Life is a gift. Get over whatever. Is it really that big of a deal? You know, I hate, you know, but thank you for that. That was lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and I don't like
New York. The memorial is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Yeah. And the thing is I like to talk about people that helped, and I don't want to give attention to the negative part of it.
Right.
I want to give attention to the positive of it.
100%.
And but we can never forget it because we don't want history to repeat itself.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for that information. And you're going to come back here for martial arts, right? So we
sure.
can talk a little bit about Master Chris is going to, we're going to have a whole show about martial arts, right?
All right.
Okay, so thank you so much for that.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And so now I would like to give you guys a little information. We're going to shift over to, we're going to take a negative and turn it into a positive. And so my sister, we're going to, we're lifting everybody up, but I wanted to let you guys know that if you're looking for something fun to do, you might want to visit Austin, Texas. And you can let your boss know that I'm helping him with his viewers, and I'm trying to promote his business because, you know, 23 people might help. So I just want you to know I'm trying. I like to help in the community, but we're going over to Austin, Texas right now. My sister's here. Terry, tell us a little bit about the mothership that you work at.
So just to give everyone all 24
listeners.
I'm sure you have a lot more. You have a lot more. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I left my hometown of Florida, or Tampa, born and raised, like I said, just about 3 years ago to embark on a journey. I had a friend that worked at the Comedy Store out in L.A.
Say hi to her.
And Carrie Mitchell, she is the jam. We've been friends for 25 years. We worked when we were much, much younger. And
life happens. And she called me about 4 years ago and said, hey, I'm doing this thing in Austin, Texas. I'd love for you to come join me. And what it ended up being is a place called the Comedy Mothership. It's a mecca of just a beautiful building that Joe Rogan was graceful enough to bring the comedy scene into Austin, Texas. And it is absolutely thriving. I'm an empty nester, and I had my professional career, and I'm, you know, trying to figure out what's new to do with my life. And this was just a really big kind of midlife crisis, I call it, move. Sell our house and move and start over. But it's been an incredible ride. I've learned so much about comedy, and for me, laughter has been extremely therapeutic for me. So I'd love for anyone to come out that wants to see it. If you're ever in the Austin area, it's right off of 6th Street in downtown Austin. If you want to come and just, you can see all kinds of comedians, big names, people just starting out, and it's a wonderful place of people gathering and supporting each other and people laughing. Yeah, and please come see us. I miss home though, don't get me wrong.
I know you do, but you know what? I love what you just said, because laughter is the best thing.
Yeah.
So go visit.
It's the best medicine.
Yeah. It is. It's the best medicine.
I love my job.
You do.
And it's incredible.
And you could laugh. I mean, I love it. In fact, I think you should be one of the comedians, because you actually can be. You're
really
funny.
This is about as vocal as I get. This is crazy right now that I'm even on a microphone.
But Terry,
you
tell us exactly what you do.
Yeah.
Oh, so I helped open that up. There was a little bit of delays. I bartend there, and I manage the floor. So I do a little bit of both and both. There's some great talent that comes out of there, meeting different comedians. And also, there's the Kill Tony show. Show that's live there, Tony Hinchcliffe.
So big shout out to a friend of ours, Billy Gardell.
Billy Gardell,
who started in Tampa.
Oh yeah, over at Side Splitters. I love Side Splitters. Carrie Mitchell worked there again, like I said, 100 years ago. So check it out. Support any local comedy though. Anywhere, Side Splitters is great. I think there's the Improv still down in Ybor, but. Take a load off and laugh a little sometimes. You know, everything's so serious all the time.
Yeah. I love that. And that's the main thing, too.
Oh,
so,
in front of ours, Happy Cole.
Happy.
I went to high school with him.
Oh, my gosh. Happy that's Cole. Incredible. Yeah, man. Yeah. It's people are funny out there. You want to be heard, you know. It's fun.
So how do they get tickets again?
You can just go to comedymothership.com, and they have shows every night. It opens 7 days a week, and you can just see there's two rooms there, and there's a larger room and then a smaller room that's a little more intimate. Buy tickets and come show up. It's a great time. Okay. It's a great time. Laugh.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
I hope that I helped Joe with his. I hope that I helped him.
I think you saved it.
Yeah.
We were nervous.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know who Joe Rogan was.
No, a lot of people didn't. When I say comedy club, I mean, any room that people can come up in, you know, you can laugh and watch them. That could happen. We're doing that right now in a room. There's, you know, five of us. So if you can get out there and just see people, see the talent, and see, understand what they're doing. I have mad respect for all of the comedians, because I could not get on a stage with those lights and have all those eyes staring on you and try to you know, land the joke. So it's a lot of fun and a lot of bravery going
on
out there.
I want you to know how proud I am, and it was a big step for you, and we miss you here, but I'm super proud of you. And they hired you because you're a hard worker. That's why you got hired. You were noticed, and you are a hustler. She's the smartest one in the family and the hustler. She's responsible, and I'm just super proud of you, and I miss you, but I am very happy for you. So we got a couple, three more days before Joe gets you back. So thank you.
Thank you.
So we have Trish on the line, who did go up there.
Trish,
are you there?
Hey, Trish.
Yes, hi. I was going to say hi, Terry.
I'm wearing my bracelet right now that you got me.
We have a testimony. Chica is her nickname.
We took that trip to Austin, Texas last year, and we had the extreme pleasure of visiting the Comedy Mothership with Terry showing us around. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, it is definitely worth it. I highly recommend it. Get your tickets and go.
Yes.
Thanks, Trish.
Yes. I'm so glad you went up there. I'm terrified to fly, but I need I need all four shrinks and other things to get on a flight, but I hope to go there one day.
It's easy.
You have to. Yeah. You should. It's worth it.
Well, thank you, Trish. We've got probably a minute and a half for nonprofits. Trish is our nonprofit host. Thank you so much for coming on. And tell us what's going on in nonprofits before I have my closing statement.
All right. Well, we have the Butterfly Masquerade Ball supporting the mothers and children of Alpha House at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art in St. Pete. That's September 14th, this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Off Central Resident Theater Company called the Off Central Players. They're a 501c3 nonprofit, and they're having their fall season opener, Blackbird, September 5th through 15th. So I know today's September 12th, but mm-hmm. you still have a few days to mm-hmm. see this proactive and thought-provoking performance at 2260 First Ave South in St. Pete. Mm-hmm. For tickets, visit theoffcentral.com. And what's so cool about them is they offer a pay-what-you-can option. So tickets start at $10 and then go up in five increments to full price of $35, so you kind of pay what you can.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that information. Okay. We have 30 more seconds. 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Yep. Well, you take it away with your closing statement.
Are you sure you don't have any more? Because I didn't want to. Are you good?
Oh, well, real quick, then I'll just say that last year we did a segment on suicide, mm-hmm. September Suicide Prevention Month. So mm-hmm. remember to check in with your family and friends, ask questions, make mental health part of your conversations, strive to make the difference.
Yeah. So thank you for all of that. And know you've got family. No one should be alone. That's what the Shrink and Wrap Show is all about. We want to lift you up and give you contacts. And tomorrow's a new day, but appreciate this day. This life is so precious, and it goes by so quickly, and it's short. So just make the best of it. Don't let any toxic stuff get in your way. Real quick, too, I'd like to mention the Zubrick Magic Show. If you're downtown in St. Pete, the best Zubrick Magic Show. It's like flying out to Las Vegas. You can get www.zubrickmagicshow.com. The St. Pete Opera, they have a show coming up, Samson and Delilah. That is coming up September 27th, 29th, and October 1st. Again, St. Pete Opera. Luke Bryan is going to be in town September 14th at Mid-Florida Credit Union. Korn is going to be here tonight. Do you know Korn?
I've heard of them. I don't know any of them.
I don't either, but if you do know Korn, they're going to be here tonight. Teddy Swims again October 10th. And pre-sale tomorrow for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra starts tomorrow at Ticketmaster. And two more things. Squeeze and Boy George. You remember Boy George?
Oh, yeah.
September 20th, the Bay Care Sound. And also Melissa Etheridge and Jewel on Thursday at the Bay Care Sound, September 26th. Do your homework. See who you love, and I'll have more entertainment. But let's do a closing statement really quick. We're down to 3 minutes. The greatest weapon... Oh, 2 minutes, he says. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. Stay calm and carry on. And go put your records on. Let's take a listen to Corrine Bailey Ray. Have a great week. Thank you all for being here today. Enjoy your life.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Somehow, blue as the sky, sunburned and lonely. somewhere, somehow. Draws them all and I could take pity for pity's sake. Some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to. Girl, put your
record. 106.1
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.